Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a 32-year-old man has died 2 days after he was spotted hanging off of the safety bar of a cable car ride before plunging 50 feet to the ground in front of horrified families.
It's some incredibly bizarre video.
Police announced the unidentified parkgoer's death just 2 days after he was filmed, hanging from the safety bar of his seat on the Sky Ride at Lagoon Amusement Park. He was seen dangling from the car while facing towards it as it crossed above a fountain surrounded by people, many of whom stopped and pointed up at the man. He did not, however, appear to be struggling to get back on the ride.
No.
And instead appeared calm as the seat that he was dangling from passed by the camera. Cops say that the man was in the park with his family at the time.
Oh, man.
Although he was riding the cable car alone, his family has reportedly asked authorities not to release his name. And mystery surrounds how the man ended up over the side of the ride and whether he let go of the bar deliberately or fell after being unable to climb back in. An investigation is ongoing.
There's a ride. Well, it's not a ride. I'm sorry. It's a game at Maurice Pier where you hang from a bar and you got to see how long you hang.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I could actually hang from a bar.
They usually have like a two-minute countdown clock, right? I've seen people doing it. I haven't stayed long enough.
You're not 50 feet up, though, right?
No. You're just above the ground, but it's a contest to see how long you can do it,
and
whether you win a prize or not. But, yeah, it's interesting. Grip strength is like in things like jiu-jitsu is something you really work on because it takes a lot. You know, like those rock climbers
have
incredible grip strength. It's not as strong as you think it is.
If you watch America's Funniest Home Videos and people try to do like a rope swing out over a river, you see them face plant all the time because they don't realize how much strength you need to be able to do that.
Just a few minutes later after this happened, police said they received multiple calls that the man had fallen from the ride, which transports guests from one side of the park to the other. Officers and paramedics promptly arrived on the scene to render medical aid, they said, before ultimately deciding to airlift the man to a hospital in Utah where he was listed in critical condition and apparently passed away a couple of days after that. So both police and lagoon officials said it did not appear the ride malfunctioned, and an investigation of the man's death is underway as questions remain about the incident.
I mean, if you think of one of the slowest, safest rides you could be on.
Yeah. Emergency crews responded Tuesday to an SUV that drivers spotted submerged in the Yakima River, but the Yakima County Sheriff's Office says the driver claims he did it intentionally. Wait until you hear why he drove his truck into the river. Callers said they saw a blue Suburban in the water of the river. Sheriff's deputies responded. They found the vehicle in the water and the owner nearby. The owner of the vehicle told them he had replaced the thermostat in the vehicle and needed to fill the radiator with water.
So he drove it into the river?
The driver told him he intentionally drove the SUV into the water so that he could get water into the radiator.
To be honest, it's better he has no vehicle.
Right.
He's too stupid.
The vehicle has been towed back out of the river. No word on the damage done.
So the notion of actually just pouring it into the radiator.
I guess he didn't have time for that.
Yeah, all right. I'm a busy man.
He didn't think to do it.
I'm a wealthy businessman.
Usually, dogs are the heroes, but not this time. Authorities in the UK were searching for an elderly woman on Saturday who'd been missing for over an hour when a member of the public heard her cat named Pirin meowing. The police said that the person led rescuers to the woman who had fallen about 70 feet into a stream in North Cornwall in an area that is difficult to access. Rescuers got to the woman. They got her out. She was taken to a hospital where she is listed as being in stable condition.
But so this old woman falls 70 feet. The other guy falls 50 feet.
Yeah.
A younger guy and doesn't make it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of love in the family.
I don't think it was a free fall for her. It was a straight free fall.
All right.
Hey, a giant, did you guys see this? A giant rubber ducky?
Yes.
Made a surprise appearance in a Maine harbor.
No.
And officials say they have no idea why.
Does it say joy on it?
It says joy on
it.
Catherine Given, the harbor master of Belfast Harbor, said the 25-foot-tall yellow duck with the word joy written on it, its front appears to be anchored in the shallow part of the harbor. And according to Given, she said, everybody loves it, and nobody's in a hurry to get rid of it.
Yeah.
They just want to leave it out
it
there.
Makes
it's really
smile.
It's adorable. I think there was a follow-up I thought I heard overheard on the news this morning as to who did it, but I didn't see the story anywhere. Over drinks with his alleged accomplice Saturday night, an off-duty Portland firefighter decided to, quote, teach a lesson to a man he had learned reportedly burglarized the marijuana dispensary that he operated. So Douglas Borland, Hong Lee, and his friend Hong Lee, drove to downtown Portland to look for the man and found him outside Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, where Lee pistol-whipped him and forced him into the black Range Rover that Borland was driving. Borland, together with Lee and another man, Edward Simmons, then took the abductee to a marijuana farm where they hid him in a storage container.
What?
So they didn't call the police or anything.
No.
They kidnapped this guy.
Well, the law usually encourages you to take matters into your own hands.
Friends of the man saw him forced into the Range Rover and called his father to tell him what they witnessed. Meanwhile, an Uber driver called police Sunday saying they reported the same thing.
I thought pop people were more chill.
The driver told police that the man unsuccessfully tried to brace himself against the door frame to avoid being pushed inside the SUV. So, I mean, they forced him in there.
Wow.
He followed the Range Rover, and it didn't have any license plate, but he got a picture of it.
Where are we going?
The victim of the alleged kidnapping wasn't inside the SUV when they pulled it over, but police found a gun on the floorboard in the front passenger seat and blood on the inside of the rear driver's side door. Police searched the inside of the Oregon Hemp House for the man and didn't find him there. Lee, when interviewed by detectives, said Borland had learned that a man had recently burglarized his business and had stolen marijuana. So Lee said he and Borland decided to teach him a lesson. And the idea was to put him in a storage container overnight at the pot farm. The plan was to remove him the next morning, then force him to lead them to the marijuana he had stolen. Lee said he had fired his gun once while they were at the farm. So
let me ask you, did they store him in a container with pot in it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be
awful.
Right. Exactly. Borland faces 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping.
Yeah.
And the other guys face charges as well. So that's some serious trouble there, Ed.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
This wasn't on anyone's shopping list. Shoppers at a grocery store in Sydney, Australia were recently shocked when a giant snake slithered across a shelf in the spice section.
Yeah, that's Australia for you.
Hillary Lee posted a video of the animal as it made its way across the shelf in the Woolworths store in Glenorry. Another witness
I am so shocked!
Said that the python just wanted to say hello. And Woolworths says that workers cordoned off the area to keep customers safe, and a snake catcher soon came to put the snake outside safely, but it was just there on the shelves waiting for someone to pick it up. Police have arrested a woman they say broke into a restaurant while naked, destroyed it, then ran to a nearby hotel and destroyed more things. Kind of sounds like that woman at the other steakhouse.
Yes, was just going crazy, pulling all the booze off the shelves.
This, however, started at 4:40 a.m. when police were called.
Remember,
to the
nothing
restaurant.
Good happens after one.
Right. That's right. Where the woman allegedly broke in and started breaking things, and police said that she was gone already when they got to the restaurant. However, they soon found out that she was at a nearby hotel, destroying even more stuff. There, they found a guest who said that he was just smoking a cigarette outside when she ran up, jumped into his room, and locked the door. She was still inside when officers got there, allegedly damaging his things. Officers ended up getting...
You better not be eating my Fritos!
...inside the hotel room and arrested the woman after a brief struggle. She ended up having to go to the hospital, police say, possibly because of a bad reaction to drugs that she may have taken. I know. A couple was arrested for having sex in a park in front of several onlookers, but they've been spared a court date as cops say they don't have enough evidence to press charges. Even though the June hookup was filmed by a person walking their dog and several witnesses who claimed that the pair moved from a secluded spot under a tree to a public area next to a children's playground. The Greater Manchester Police say that no further action will be taken against the couple because of insufficient evidence. Are those all MacGruber?
Those all MacGruber.
Wow. Well, threats that a man made against Walt Disney World on Twitter have landed him behind bars. 31-year-old Stephen Jordan fired off 186 tweets in a three-hour period from a Twitter account that he had created. And I think he just created it that day.
All right.
And knocked out 186 tweets in 3 hours. Of those,
that's nonstop.
Detectives say that two were targeted at the Central Florida theme park, writing, Disney, we will blow up all of your executives' houses with C4. And also, Disney, I will toss a hand grenade through the loft window. Jordan's Twitter account was suspended the next day.
Did they find him through Twitter?
Yeah, the sheriff's office said Jordan admitted to writing the tweets while being interviewed. In 2019, authorities say Jordan was convicted on a charge of false reporting about planting a bomb, explosive, or weapons of mass destruction. So it's kind of his thing.
You know?
He now faces a charge of threatening to throw, place, or discharge a destructive device and is being held on a $10,000 bond.
Doesn't he know it's the happiest place on earth?
Maybe he just doesn't like happy places. Yeah. Well, a woman from Omsk, Russia, is reportedly suing McDonald's over an ad featuring cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets because she said it caused her to break her fast during Lent.
Your food looks so appetizing, I had to eat.
Sesnia Ochinkarov, an Orthodox Christian, said that she was trying to stay away from meat and other animal products during the six-week period leading up to Easter of 2019.
But you weakened my resolve.
She abstained from eating meat for a month when the enticing McDonald's advert made her give in. Lent, of course, is a strict period in which many devout Christians are expected to sacrifice the eating of meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy for the entire season.
And then I had milkshake.
She reportedly said in her statement, when I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself. I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger.
I got moist.
Isn't the whole idea of Lent you have to control yourself?
Yes, you control yourself.
Yes.
If everyone is controlling it for you, it's not really the idea.
She accused the fast food chain of breaking consumer protection law and insulting her religious feelings. She is suing McDonald's for $14 as compensation for sustained moral damage.
Rural Russia, so
it is. So that's a...
I will be wealthiest woman in town.
That is a windfall. All right, and then one last story. A self-confessed ditzy blonde has called on IKEA to redesign its plastic serving trays after she mistook one for a baking tray and used it in her oven.
Wait, they had to call her a blonde?
She's a self-confessed ditzy blonde.
So she used it as a baking tray when clearly it was not even intended for it
at all. She says that it's not intended for it. But she says it's not quite so clear. Tiana Lowe thought she had grabbed a bargain when she picked up one for just a dollar last week. The 24-year-old could smell burning shortly after popping her new tray, which she had filled with 8 potato cakes, into the oven. When she opened the door, she was met with a cloud of smoke and a pool of dripping plastic. Tiana took photos of the mess it greeted her, which shows silver plastic that she thought was metal. So it was a silver-colored, tray.
I mean, come on.
Oozing down from underneath the nonstick paper to form puddles onto the oven floor. A second image shows the underside of the tray reduced to just 8 potato pancake plastic imprints, leaving her with a mess and a stinking kitchen that took 2 hours to clean. She took to IKEA's Facebook page to sarcastically thank them for making serving trays that look like baking trays, but it backfired when other users mocked her and warned her, don't buy a chocolate teapot. However, the Swedish company's website shows other customers have been fooled into melting their serving trays.
All right.
With the two disgruntled buyers giving it a 1-star review after their mistake, Tiana admits that the blonde moment was her error, but thinks IKEA should switch the tray's color from metallic silver to redesign so it doesn't look oven suitable.
So maybe she has a little bit of credit.
Maybe.
I don't think the silver serving trays are like standard.
Right.
Yeah. And it would be, it's plastic, so it would
feel it.
Yeah.
Light, right? All right. So there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.